at least what I could see, take the physicality. Know that they're going to come and hit you. Know where they're doubling. And, guys, you got to keep moving. The first probably 4 or 5 minutes, they were stale, especially on the weak side. There wasn't a lot of movement. When you've got ball pressure and you've got weak side or a strong ball pressure and strong side help, if you're not moving, it's way too easy to lock down that side of the court. And I think the last probably 12, 13 minutes, a lot of movement, a lot of adjustments. And you could see that. And guys were open for shots where first 4 minutes they were not. So that was one big how to take care of the ball situation where they had a lot of turnovers early. The other part that they did a really, really good job of is shutting Boo Booey down. He was the major player for them in the first half, and they really shut down his ability to even touch the ball.
And the Badgers have a 7-point lead at the half because of it. 32-25 Wisconsin leading Northwestern. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey friends, Matt and Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin 11 of 20 for the field, 4 of 7 from the arc, 6 of 11 at the free throw line. Northwestern 9 of 25 for the field, only 2 of 11 from long range. They're a 38% three-point shooting team coming into the game, 5 of 8 at the foul line. 1 assist, 6 turnovers for Northwestern. 7 assists, 10 turnovers for Wisconsin. Points off turnovers, 10-7 Northwestern. Points in the paint, 12-8 in favor of Wisconsin. We're at the half, Wisconsin leading here by 7. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Wisconsin 32, Northwestern 25. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Did you hear? The Green Bay Packers are going to the playoffs. You helped cheer the green and gold into the postseason, and you can continue to catch every play and score throughout it right here on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. What a team. Your local station for the playoffs with the Packers in Dallas against the Cowboys this Sunday at 3:30. Your hometown radio. Refresh.
5, Wisconsin leads Northwestern. We start the second half. A lot of whistles, 1,000 the first half. We'll see how this goes the first few minutes of the second half. Got some guys on the edge of foul trouble right now.
Yeah, I think that's going to be actually worse for Northwestern with their post play. Both Hunger and Nicholson, they're both in foul trouble, and that could be really dicey for them because then the guy they have coming in from Liberty, not that he's not good, he's just not big enough to handle the pressure and the power coming from Wisconsin in the paint.
And all three of those guys with the two fouls, Luke Hunger, Matthew Nicholson, Blake Preston. The Badgers with two fouls, Stephen Crowell and Nolan Winter. Northwestern will have the first possession here in the second half.
Well, that also tells you what's happening in this game, how physical it is. And I know some of those, we didn't agree with the call, but again, I'll go back to that. It's a hard game to call
yes.
when you've got so much bumping and so much hitting.
Northwestern will move to our left. The second half is underway. Bubui throwing to Langborg on the right side against A.J. Storr, and they're going to get A.J. not getting into position. Contact made, and that's the first foul on Storr. 7 seconds into the second half, the Badgers hit with a foul. Now Bowie, front court sideline, right ball inbound. Northwestern scored the final 5 points of the first half to cut a 12-point deficit to 7. Langborg off the Hunger screen, right wing jumper, off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped and gathered by A.J. Storr. Wisconsin moves to our right to the second half. Hepburn gives off the store around a Crowell screen, going right to left. Bounce pass Chucky, wide open three, left side, in and out, no good. Rebound to Langborg.
Forgot their assignment there.
Ooh.
The handoff there, but also really good action by Wisconsin, and that's what we talked about. They have to keep that moving.
Luke Hunger left of the circle. He's open. He'll take it and make it. Luke Hunger against Illinois, he had 2 threes. That is his 4th made three of the year. And Northwestern now is within 4, 32-28.
Yeah, not common for him to take that shot, but yes, he's getting more consistent.
The ball is Wall throwing to Hepburn up top. Refeeds Wall outside left. A couple of dribbles, a hand off the store. Storr picked up by Langborg. A.J. trying to take him on, glides to the rim and was fouled before the shot, which he made. Foul out of the floor. Ryan Langborg just picked up his third.
Yeah, I really like the aggressiveness by Storr right there. He did get kind of bumped a lot in the first half, and that's probably what was the call in the halftime is it's time to get a little stronger, a little bigger.
Langborg out. Martinelli is in. Tyler Wall outside left on the dribble. Throws to Hepburn. A shot fake from three. Working against Boo Booey. Chucky goes inside. Crowell is doubled. Retreats. Left corner. And he got fouled. You had Hunger and Barnheiser both there. And they're going to get Luke Hunger. And that'll be his third.
And that's, again, you can pressure and keep the ball high. But what Hunger did a bad job of, he kept using his body to push him. You can't force him out of that space.
Inbounds pass, baseline left, Hepburn to Storr. Off the right wing, spin move, mid post right, goes up, missed it off the front of the rim. Hunger the rebound. About a minute and a half into the second half, 32-28 Wisconsin. Late first half, early second half, Northwestern now on an 8-point run. Boo Booey. Right lane line stops inside feet. Hunger wide open. The pass went through his hands and out of bounds. A break for Wisconsin.
Yeah, really big break. And I think what Wisconsin's not doing to start the second half that they did so well, there's not a lot of movement on the offensive side, especially the weak side. You got to keep moving. You got to keep screening. Keep them honest.
Chucky Hepburn outside left. Ty Berry defending. A pass for Wall feeds Max. Off the right wing, tripped up. Foul called on Barnheiser. That'll be his second.
You can tell the refs are not going to put up with this here in the second half. A lot less likely to let them bump and grind here in the second.
Hunger out. Matthew Nicholson is in. Third team foul on Northwestern here in the second half. Not quite 2 minutes in. 32-28 Wisconsin. Storr sideline right. Gets it inbounds to Wall. Wall against Berry. A pass for Crowell at the free throw line. Hands off to Klesman. Out to Crowell. Open three. Left of the circle. It's off the heel of the rim. No good. Rebound batted around. Wall to the floor. Berry tried to tie him up, but Wall got the timeout first.
Wow, what an aggressive job on the board side for Wisconsin. Really nice job by Wall.
And this will be a full timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 17:53 remaining, Wisconsin 32, Northwestern 28. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Game sponsor, Gordon Flush Company, and their proud partnership with UW Athletics. 2:07 gone by, second half, 32-28. Wisconsin Badgers using a timeout. Every possession precious here. Tyler Wall, great hustle. Get on the floor, secure the ball, and got the timeout. Inbounds pass to Klesman, and he is doubled at the left block. And a pass intended for Hepburn is deflected out of bounds. Badgers keep it with 15 to shoot.
I love this defensive pressure. It's been so fun to watch. Both teams are just not going to give up.
It's been that kind of a game. Here's Stephen Crow outside left. Hands off to Hepburn. Chucky left wing throwing to Crow. Left to the foul circle. Inside feet. Nice pass to Wall. Low on the right. And he'll finish.
Great job coming into the middle and sealing that off. And Crow looking for it.
34-28 Wisconsin. 2.5 minutes gone by second half. Brooks Barnheiser left of the circle, feeds Nicholson at the top. Nicholson, a bounce pass to Barnheiser in the lane. Left shoulder turn, up right hand, rolls in for Barnheiser, who now has five.
Yeah, no matter how athletic and tall that Tyler is, you can't let a guy catch the ball 4 feet from the basket.
34-30, Wisconsin. Not quite 3 minutes into the second half. Crow left wing, throwing to Hepburn, left of the center circle. Bowie defending, Chucky to the line, gets a pass inside the Wall, low on the left, takes it to the right and finishes off the window.
Talk about a guy that's keeping himself busy, moving constantly, which we always come to expect, but great job by Tyler Wall, looking for that open place.
He now has nine, Badgers lead by six, 36-30, 16:40 remaining. Barnheiser throwing to Bowie, flips a three left corner and drills it. Bowie with 18. That's his third three of the game, 36-33, Wisconsin.
Well, on that switch out, Tyler's got to come out and guard Bowie.
3.5 minutes gone by, second half. Hepburn on the dribble, right wing. Throws to Wall at the free throw line. Wall takes it left of the lane. Cuts into the paint. Wall up right hand. Back rim no good. Rebound Ty Berry of Northwestern. 16:10 to play, 36-33, Wisconsin. Bowie to the front court for the Wildcats. Left-hand flip for Barnheiser, who is left of the circle. Throws to Nicholson at the top. And a Barnheiser low on the right. Easy money for Brooks Barnheiser. Northwestern is within one. 36-35, Wisconsin. 15:48 remaining. Hepburn throwing to Crowell. Left of the lane is Steve. Brings it back out as he is double teamed. Retreats, finds Storr, left corner, tries a three. Good. First field goal of the game for A.J. Storr.
Again, same thing. Great movement without the ball. He was on the far weak side, cut all the way to the open corner.
39-35, Wisconsin. 15:22 remaining. Mid-range jumper good for Barnheiser right of the lane.
Wow, they are setting some teeth-rattling picks.
Yes, they are. 39-37, Wisconsin. Hepburn almost at a turnover. Barnheiser deflecting a pass. Badgers keep possession. Backing is Crowell. Right of the lane, draws the double pass deflected. Got the wall low on the right. Goes up. Got fouled. Tyler Wall will shoot two. Ty Berry not very happy right now as he picked up his second foul as we have the under 16 media timeout. No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. Again, we recognize today's game sponsor, Gordon Flesh Company, and their proud partnership with the UW Athletics. 15:02 remaining. Wisconsin 39, Northwestern 37. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Gear up for your winter adventures with Gates Sportline Recreational Belts. The belts specifically designed for snowmobiles, RVs, and all-terrain vehicles. Gates Power Sports Belts are built for the cold. So stop by your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today and ask our expert staff to help you. Choose top-quality Gates Power Sports Belts and conquer the cold this winter. Only from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts stores. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and his name, heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Did you hear? The Green Bay Packers are going to the playoffs. You helped cheer the green and gold into the postseason, and you can continue to catch every play and score throughout it right here on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. What a team. Your local station for the playoffs with the Packers in Dallas against the Cowboys this Sunday at 3:30. Your hometown radio. Refresh.
Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 15:02 remaining. 39-37. Wisconsin leads Northwestern. Tyler Wall back at the foul line. Spent a lot of time there so far. He is 5 of 9. He shoots 2 here. And the first is good. He's slowing down a little bit, right, at the foul line?
Yeah, he had to take a pause when he was missing those first few free throws in the first half. He was really quick to the approach, the shot, everything. And right now he's taking that breath, nice rhythm.
And the second free throw is good. Makes them both.
Much better approach to that. You know, starting the second half, Northwestern starting the same way, 83%, 5 of 6 from the floor. They're really aggressive. Man, they're setting strong physical screens. I just love this kind of basketball.
I was going to say, it's right in your wheelhouse. Carter Gilmore in for Tyler Wall. 41-37 Wisconsin, 14:50 remaining. Jordan Clayton on the floor for the Wildcats. Barnheiser with a ball and a whistle, and a foul is called. I think they might get Gilmore here, trying to work through some traffic. That'll be his first. And the team's second.
Welcome. This is a possession here for Wisconsin that before the 12-minute mark, you got to get a stop. You got to get some possessions back and get the rhythm back.
Inbounds pass to Nicholson, hands off to Bowie. He looks at the rim, puts it on the deck, and runs it up. Too hard, no good. Got his own rebound, and it gets the putback. Bowie with 19 to make that 20 for Bowie. 41-39, Wisconsin.
You got to keep him outside of 10 feet. You let him in that lane, he is way too dangerous.
14 and a half minutes remaining as Crowell goes into AJ's store. Right block turns up in. There you go. AJ Store with five here in the second half.
Be physical, big fella.
43-39, Wisconsin. 14-15 remaining. Bowie throwing to Nicholson. Hands it back to Bowie. Flips a three right of the circle. Off the rim, no good. AJ Store elevates. Gets the rebound. Glides up the left sideline of the front court. Store on the dribble to the line. Right lane line. Stops. Pops. Nope.
Looked like he lost the ball as he went up.
Yeah. Way short. Barnheiser up the floor for Northwestern. He's off to Clayton. Now he'll try a three around a Nicholson screen. Off the heel of the rim, no good. Rebound, Stephen Crowell for Wisconsin. 43-39 the Badgers, 13:40 remaining. Hepburn throwing to Klesman. Max dribbles off the left wing, flips it up, got it, it counts, and a foul. Max Klesman with the and one for the home team.
Yeah, really great job of body control. He made the Northwestern player who was set, because he made that little Euro step at the end, he had to adjust, and great job by Max. Way to use his body.
Jordan Clayton picked up the foul. Badgers subbing. They're five on the floor. You got Nolan Winter out there. John Blackwell on the floor. Gilmore remains. Store also. And Max Klesman at the free throw line. Ryan Langborg back in for the Wildcats. Klesman's free throw is good. He has 14 points today. 46-39 Wisconsin. 13:33 remaining.
And that's that stop I was talking about. Come down. Get a good possession. Again, make another stop, add another offensive trip.
Here's Langborg on the right wing. Store defending, a throw to Barry. Back to Langborg, fakes the three. Drives baseline to the rim, up and in. Ryan Langborg with a good take. He has four, 46-41 Wisconsin.
Langborg stayed really patient on that. Let guys keep coming at him, and he just kept his dribble, which is really smart.
Nolan Winter between the arcs, 13:05 remaining. A handoff to Klesman. Max against Martinelli. Klesman right of the lane. He got fouled by Martinelli. So there's Klesman doing a little work off the bounce.
Yeah, he's got a guy that is bigger and more physical, and that's what you want to do. Get the ball on the floor, make him make decisions, and right there, he's going to get him in foul trouble.
Klesman baseline right, will inbound. 13 minutes to play, 46-41 Wisconsin. And a lob on the inbounds pass to Store. Goes up in traffic, missed it inside. The rebound, ball is loose, got away from Nicholson. Store is there, he was tempted, did not take the three on the right wing. He'll swoop off the wing, in the lane, flipped it up left hand off the left side iron. No rebound, Nicholson, and a foul is called.
I know he's trying to get to that rim because he's really trying to show guys that he's going to be powerful in there, but he's just not used to getting hit that way, and you can tell. But good job. I want him to make those kind of plays because it's going to leave the weak side glass open.
Foul is on Gilmore. 46-41 Wisconsin, 12:45 remaining. That's the second on Gilmore, the third on Wisconsin. Bowie out front, a screen from Martinelli. Now a throw to Martinelli. Puts it on the deck. Spin move. Lost his balance. Got it back right. Lane line and rifles one in. He has six, and Northwestern back to within three. 46-43 Wisconsin with 12:25 remaining. Klesman off a Winter screen. Flips it to Gilmore. Now it's Store. Left wing. AJ drives baseline. Kicks to Blackwell. Now Max open for three. Right of the circle. Book it. The fourth three of the game for Max Klesman, 49-43, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, when they're good on offense, they're all moving. The great penetration, and then two passes to the open Klesman.
11:57 to play. Bowie left of the circle against Gilmore. Bowie sizes him up. Bowie, little crossover in the lane. Fades, flips, missed it off the right side iron. Rebound tip. Martinelli had it, lost it, batted out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin. And now Crowell and Wall will check in when play resumes. We're at the under 12 media timeout. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high quality, innovative products and services to meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender. And Citgo top tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 11:44 remaining. Wisconsin 49, Northwestern 43. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says, I need to go to the bathroom. And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Save big money on Clearview Cabinetry. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Explore Clearview's cabinet options in store and on Menards.com and save big money today. Big buys, big savings. Check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 11 minutes and 44 seconds to play. Wisconsin 49, Northwestern 43. Talking about this during the break, Charlie. Badgers. Excuse me. A couple times they're going to start getting separation. Northwestern's just not going away, though.
No, they're not going to go away, and you can tell that right now. What Northwestern has to be careful of: Hunger with three fouls, you got Langborg with three fouls, and you've also got Barnheiser with three fouls. Three key guys that need to be out on the court. What I like to see from Wisconsin in the start of the half, or this first half versus the second half, is now they're at a 1-to-1 turnover to assist ratio. That's one thing Wisconsin's doing really well and able to hold this lead, is they're moving the ball. They're staying active, but they're moving the ball really well.
Well, they need to keep in mind, too, with a lot of game left, Northwestern already with six fouls, Wisconsin with three. Northwestern possession, Boo Booey, baseline rival inbound. 11:44 remaining, 6-point lead for the Badgers. We will get it out to Blake Preston in there for the Wildcats. Throw to Martinelli at the top of the circle. Feeds Bowie. Open three. Right side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound tip gathered by Barry. Throws it up and in. It counts. And a foul. Oh, big second chance there for the Wildcats.
You got to block out. That's one of these keys, too, is that Northwestern typically gets on the rebounding, especially on the offensive glass, they're really good at. But Wisconsin, you cannot have these little mistakes.
Wall the foul, his second. Barry's free throw is good. We've talked about how good Wisconsin is on the defensive glass, but Northwestern, not really interested in hearing about that.
No. The grit. Again, we keep talking about what Collins and that coaching staff has brought over the last 7 years is grit, fight. These guys are not going to go away.
First 3 points of the game for Barry, by the way. 11:28 to play, 49-46 Wisconsin. Hepburn throwing to A.J. Storr, left of the center circle. High screen from Crowell. Now a throw to Steven. At the top, finds Storr in the lane. Up in traffic, good. A.J. Storr with that body control.
When guys can float through the lane like that and change direction, there's not much you can do. You saw the look on Barnheiser's face.
51-46, Wisconsin, 11 minutes to play. Blake Preston on the right wing. Throwing to Barnheiser around a Preston screen. Cut off by Crowell. Finds Langborg down the lane to the rim. Up and in with the right hand.
And Storr got caught a little bit of sleep there on the weak side of the glass.
51-48, Wisconsin, 10:45 remaining. Storr throwing to John Blackwell at the top. A bounce for Crowell. Top of the circle. He'll give off to Hepburn. Chucky, a feed for Blackwell. Bounce pass to Crowell, right of the lane, single coverage Preston. Now the double for Barnheiser, open man, bobbled. Blackwell has it, throws it up, missed, but he was fouled. And John Blackwell will go to the free throw line. Ty Berry commits his third foul. Blackwell will get two foul shots, 10:29 to play, 51-48 Wisconsin.
What I realized right there on the strong side, so the ball side of the post entry right there by Blackwell, when he makes that cut away, then that's when Barnheiser or whoever's on that ball side, that's when they're coming. So all you have to do is stay in your position, fake it, and come right back out instead of cutting to the lane because it puts too many bodies in that lane.
Max Klusman in for A.J. Store. As Blackwell hit the first free throw, second is on the way, and it rattles out no good. Barnheiser, the rebound. 52-48 Wisconsin, 10:22 remaining. Boo Booey whips a pass to Langborg off the screen. Mid-range jumper is good. Ryan Langborg with eight, six of them in the second half. 52-50 Wisconsin. 10-10 remaining. Hepburn high on the right. He'll throw to Wall. Slides the dribble to the left wing. Wall now on the attack. Baseline left. Turns it out to Max for three. Left side. Good again. Have a day, Max Klusman. He has 20 points this afternoon.
Just getting silly out here. So fun to watch. He says, bring it.
55-50, Wisconsin, 9:52 remaining. Here's Brooks Barnheiser. Slow jogs a dribble, left side to the front court. A bounce for Preston. Preston across the top of the key to the left side, hands off to Bowie, turns the corner. Inside feed, caught by Barnheiser against Wall, right block. Barnheiser muscles it up, too strong, no good. Rebound fought for, to the floor is Klusman, of course he is. And they get a tie-up, held ball, arrow, Wisconsin.
Again, all five guys in on that action, on the floor, looking for that rebound. Great job. Whether it was switches, whether it was domination inside of the post, Wisconsin's doing a really good job of matching that pressure.
55-50, Wisconsin, 9 minutes, 27 seconds left in the game. As the Badgers will be inbounding, Wall, Hepburn, Klusman, Crowell, and Blackwell on the floor for Greg Gard's Badgers. And here comes Chucky Hepburn. He'll jog it up for Wisconsin. Moving to our right in the second half. A throw to Klusman against Barry. Max puts it on the deck to the rim. Layup good. He scores outside. He scores inside and everywhere in between. 57-50 Wisconsin. 9:08 remaining. Timeout Northwestern.
You have to take that timeout because if you let that go, Klusman scores again. This could be an over thing for your team.
30-second timeout taken, so we'll keep it here. We'll tell you Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 57-50 Wisconsin, 9:08 to play. I mean, if you're Northwestern and Max Klusman is in a shooting position, you got to crowd him, and
got
he's
you.
So confident
yes.
that he can put it on the deck and hurt you that way, too, and that's what he just did.
And it's not one way he can go, and that's what's so dangerous about Klusman is he can go left, he can go right, he can go any direction he needs to. So now that he is hitting, I don't think he's missed on the three-pointers here today. Because he's that consistent on the three-point shot, you're right, Matt, you have to come out. And when you do that, that's going to leave a huge gap.
22 points for Klusman here today on 10 shots. 8 of 10 from the floor, 5 of 6 from 3. I don't even remember the miss.
I don't either. I really don't either. Maybe it was, I don't know. Let's just make one up.
Yeah.
He took a jumper off the corner.
Oh, you're right. When was that? When was that miss? Brooks Barnheiser, sideline right, front court will inbound. Barnheiser looks. He'll throw it to Bowie. Bowie. Right in the lane against Tyler Wall. Bowie now retreats on the dribble as Northwestern resets. Bowie on the attack, drives in the lane, up in traffic, and he drew the foul. Bowie will go to the free throw line. John Blackwell with his second foul.
Yeah, and right there, too, he doesn't need to foul. Tyler has him D'd up the entire way, make him make some silly mistake.
Bowie with 20 points. 3 of 4 at the free throw line.
And when you're an elite scorer like that, you're going to get some of those calls too. And that's something that Blackwell, as he matures, is going to have to understand.
You said at the top, Bowie had 31 in Northwestern's home court win against Purdue at the start of the Big Ten season. That was Rob Riley over at the scores table, just getting everything organized. Bowie had a 35-point game at Illinois last February. So averages 18 a game. First free throw is good.
Yeah, it's no doubt that he can put the ball up, but his sweet spot is getting in that lane.
Second free throw coming up. On the way, and good again. 57-52, Wisconsin. 8:57 left at the Kohl Center in Madison. Here comes Chucky Hepburn. He'll walk it through the midcourt circle. Goes to Crowell. Puts it to Klesman, high on the left. Feeds Hepburn. Outside right, Chucky. Picked up the dribble. Goes cross-court for Blackwell. Shot clock at 12. Blackwell feeds Klesman against Langbord. Blackwell with 7 to shoot. Klesman shooting for 3. Not this time. Rebound Barnheiser with 8:30 remaining.
That's a tough shot. That's a really tough shot.
57-52 Wisconsin with 8:22 to play. Barnheiser finds Langbord off the screen and fires a brick wide right. Blackwell the rebound. Still 57-52 Wisconsin, 8:10 remaining. Blackwell stops the dribble top of the circle, flips it to Crowell on the right wing. Stevie sends it to Hepburn outside left. Hepburn between the circles. Chucky to the line, in the lane, in trouble. Gets it out of there to Crowell, fakes the 3, 8 to shoot. Bounce feed into Tyler Wall, who threw it away, wanted Blackwell, and it's picked off by Martinelli. Turnover Wisconsin with 7:45 remaining and still a 5-point lead for the Badgers.
Well, they got what they wanted. They got the ball in the post. Tyler's just got to make a little bit more definitive move.
First turnover of the second half for Wisconsin. Here's Bowie. Inside feed. Caught by Nicholson. Slam dunk. Nicholson with his first field goal. 57-54 Wisconsin. 7:25 to play. Hepburn out front, feeds Crowell, sends it back to Chucky. Off the Crowell screen, Hepburn right of the circle. He's up for Wall, rotates to Blackwell. On the left side, Blackwell off the wing, in the lane, up in traffic, off the heel of the rim and out, and a foul called inside. Well, it hung on the back of the rim and fell off. Nicholson called for the foul. That'll be his third as we take a media timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin Public School employees. 7:11 to play. Wisconsin 57, Northwestern 54. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Did you hear? The Green Bay Packers are going to the playoffs.
You helped cheer the green and gold into the postseason, and you can continue to catch every play and score throughout it right here on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. What a team. Your local station for the playoffs with the Packers in Dallas against the Cowboys this Sunday at 3:30. Your hometown radio. Refresh.
Seconds remaining at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 57, Northwestern 54. John Blackwell will be stepping to the free throw line for two shots as play resumes.
Yeah, Wisconsin is actually doing a really, really good job. But with 7 minutes left, you have to get in the lane or you have to get points in the paint. They've got eight fouls. The rest of this half, you can get to the free throw line. And Wisconsin's already made more than Northwestern's even attempted. So this is definitely an advantage for them.
Blackwell hit the first free throw, and he is good with the second. Paint points, by the way, are even at 24 here today. Blackwell will check out. A.J. Store back in.
But I like what you said earlier. As many turnovers as they had, they've only got one turnover here coming into the second half. That's an impressive turnaround.
Five-point lead, Wisconsin, with 7 minutes remaining. Ryan Langborg will throw it to Nicholson at the top. Nicholson scoops to Barnheiser, steps back, takes the three, makes the three from left of the circle. Brooks Barnheiser really heating up in the second half. 9 points in the second half, 12 for the game. 59-57, Wisconsin, 6:43 to play. A.J. Store out high, throwing to Crowell, high on the right. Crowell against Nicholson, a feed for Wall, right wing. Wall throws to Crowell at the top. One dribble, flips it to Store. A.J. against Barnheiser, hooks it inside, caught by Crowell, low on the left, goes up, gets fouled. Nice delivery from Store, and Stevie Crowell will go to the free throw line for two shots. Ryan Langborg just picked up his fourth foul.
Here we go, right to the rim. Exactly where you need to be.
Crowley, 69% free throw shooter. He has 4 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists so far today. First free throw is good. 60-57, Wisconsin. Ty Berry in for Langborg. Badgers 13 of 19 at the line. Northwestern 8 of 11. Second free throw for Crowell. Eyes the rim, sends it, hits it. 61-57, Wisconsin, 6:28 to play. Boo booey up the floor.
This is a crucial possession right here. You have to get a stop. They've got too much momentum.
Barnheiser left of the circle against Tyler Wall. Barnheiser puts it on the deck. Knocked away. Head burn, but a foul is called. I don't know if they'll get Wall or Chucky. I think maybe Tyler before Chucky pried it loose. And the foul on Wall will be his third. And team foul number six. So
that's not a good matchup right now for the Badgers. I know Tyler's long and he's athletic, but that is just not a matchup.
They're giving Barnheiser a shooting, the act of shooting there. So he gets two free throws, makes the first. 61-58. Wisconsin. Second free throw, Barnheiser is off the back of the rim, no good. A.J. Store the rebound. 3-point lead for the Badgers, 61-58, 6:07 to play. Hepburn outside right. Now drives around Barnheiser in the lane, feeds Crowell for three, left of the circle, and it's off the back of the rim, no good. Ty Berry the rebound.
It's a good open look.
It was. Stevie has shown an ability to hit that shot. 5:50 to play. Boo Booey left of the circle against Chucky Hepburn, around a Nicholson screen, throwing to Berry high on the right. Refeeds Booey. Louis, a pass intended for Berry, deflected by Hepburn, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Chucky. And Northwestern will keep it with 10 on the shot clock, 5:39 of the game clock, 61-58 Wisconsin. Ty Berry, sideline left front court, will inbound. As Northwestern gets organized, Berry will bounce it into Boo Booey, left corner against Hepburn. Inside feed, Martinelli against Store. Martinelli backing, flips it up left hand, no good. Rebound, Crowell. Outlet to Hepburn with 5.5 minutes to play. Badgers up three. Hepburn to the front court. Takes a left lane line. Gets it into Wall. Low on the right. Runs it back out. It's deflected and is saved by Klesman. Just shy of the mid-stripe. 15 to shoot. Max will give it up to Crowell out between the circles. Crowell with a bounce intended for Storr, wide of the target and out of bounds. You just see Northwestern really turning it up yet another notch on the defensive end.
Yeah, you didn't think they had another level for their defensive pressure, but they are doing a really good job of keeping Wisconsin out of the middle.
5:05 to play, 61-58 Wisconsin. Bowie to the front court for the Wildcats. Bounce pass to Barnheiser. Flips to Nicholson at the top of the circle. A hand off to Bowie. Bowie behind the back on the dribble. Steps beyond the three-point line. Leaves it for Barnheiser. Heel attack. Stops right foul line extended. Seven to shoot. A throw to Bowie out front. Bowie attacking right of the lane. Throws it up right hand. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Hepburn for Wisconsin. 4:38 to play. 61-58 the Badgers.
Really key stop right there.
Yeah, see if they can convert on the offensive end now as Tyler Wall out front against Barnheiser. Throws it for Klesman. Can't handle the pass in the right corner off his hands and out of bounds to Northwestern. Back-to-back turnovers now for Wisconsin.
Last two possessions, Wisconsin's really standing around. This is the time of the game. Again, if they're going to increase that pressure, what beats that is movement.
Ty Berry up the floor, 61-58 Wisconsin, and a timeout taken by the Wildcats with 4 minutes and 22 seconds remaining. 61-58, and this will be a full timeout. Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what Built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 4:22 remaining, Wisconsin 61, Northwestern 58. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Time to make today's Old Dominion best in the game. And Max Klesman putting on a show, Charlie. 22 points for him this afternoon. 5 of 7 from the three-point line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Max picking up where he left off in the second half against Ohio State.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it may seem like it's just an offensive thing, but on the defensive end, he's putting just as much energy and pressure. He's either got Barry or he's got Boo Boo. He's got somebody that is aggressive on the offensive end, and he's got to be able to put that together on both sides. That's what's most impressive about his efforts.
4:22 to play, 61-58, Wisconsin leading Northwestern. Boo Bowie, front court sideline, left will inbound. Throws it into Nicholson, flips to Barnheiser, high on the right. A feed for Berry for three, and the tie. It is in and out and back in for Ty Berry, and this game is knotted at 61. Ooh, you talk about a shooter's bounce. 61-all. Here's Hepburn, right of the circle. Chucky to the line, in the lane, pivots, runs it out to Crowell on the right wing. Stevie needs some help. Throws it back to Hepburn. 10 on the shot clock. Hepburn between the arcs. Now to Klesman outside left. 5 to shoot. Here's Max. Pivots. Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow. 24 for Klesman. 63-61 Wisconsin.
Wow. Great response. Really nice job by Klusman to keep his balance.
3:33 remaining. 2-point lead, Wisconsin. Bowie at the edge of the center circle. Throwing to Barnheiser, left of the wheel. He'll try a three for the lead. It's a round and out, no good. Store the rebound for Wisconsin. 3:18 to play, 63-61 Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn to the front court. Hepburn off a wall screen. Here's Chucky, feeds Crowell on the right side. Gives off to Klusman. Max baseline right. Leaves it for Hepburn with 10 to shoot, and now 3 minutes to play. Hepburn against Barnheiser. Here comes Chucky down the lane. Inside feed, Crowell up, no good. Got his own rebound, back up, no good. Rebound fought for, Nicholson to the floor, and a foul is called. Ooh, Stevie Crowell missing a couple inside, and then is called for his third foul, and we go to the other end for a 1-1.
That's exactly where Wisconsin wants that, that action, is at the rim. A nice job by Chucky to throw that up for Crowell. Wow, that's just tough.
Matthew Nicholson, 1 of 2 at the foul line today. He is 10 for 19 on the season. 2:51 remaining, 63-61 Wisconsin. This is a 1-1. A 7-footer.
If there's going to be anybody at that free throw line, this is the guy I want right now for misses.
The 1-1 is straight through. How about that? Credit to him, 63-62 Wisconsin.
That's what I get for saying that.
Well, you're right, though.
He's a 50%, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. So. 7-foot senior out of Clarkston, Michigan. Nicholson with 4 points today, made the first free throw. Eyes the rim, second attempt is on the way, and it's good. He hit them both. We're tied at 63, 2:51 to play.
What a game.
Here's Hepburn to the front court. Leaves it for A.J. Store. A bounce for Klusman. Flips at the wall high on the left. Now Store between the arcs. A.J. Store against Ty Berry. Store looking to go to work. At the right elbow. Jumper away. It's good. A.J. Store. Hard to guard that. 65-63 Wisconsin. 2:27 to play. Down to the end we go at the Kohl Center. Barnheiser across half court. Wall in the defensive stance, 2:18 remaining. Barnheiser pounds the dribble. He'll flip it to Bowie. Inside Nicholson, low in the left, goes up, and it sticks between the rim and the glass. Arrow Northwestern. 2:11 remaining.
Well, as you were mentioning down there for Store, it's hard to guard a guy that after that kind of defensive effort by Berry, he could just pop and elevate 30 inches in the air and hit a jumper.
Yeah, he was into him, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Bounce pass, Nicholson throws to Barnheiser. 65-63 Wisconsin. Here's Ty Berry. Out to Barnheiser at the top. Shot clock is at 10. Game clock 2:02. Barnheiser leaves it for Bowie. Left-hand dribble. Hangs in the air. Tough pass. Stolen away by Stewart. It's 2-on-1. A.J. down the lane. Up. No. But a foul. A.J. Store streaking down the lane. He'll go to the free throw line. Bowie the foul. His second.
You cannot stop a guy like that. It's coming down that path. I mean, Bowie, way to hustle, but man. Store wanted that bad.
He really did. He had Chucky there to his right, but A.J. was determined. He goes, this is mine.
Well, I think in that, just, again, we're able to see the replay. Give that up. Little give-and-go action.
Yep.
Get this crowd to go insane.
2-point lead, Wisconsin. 1:52 to play. First free throw good for Store. He's an 83% foul shooter. Langborg ready to check back in for Northwestern. 66-63 Wisconsin. Langborg in for Martinelli. Second free throw coming up for A.J. Store, who has 11 points now, 10 here in the second half. Second free throw is good. 67-63 Wisconsin with 1:52 remaining.
Man, this is exactly what you want to see out of your team. I love this full court pressure right now.
Yeah,
Hepburn make them waste that time.
Yeah, Hepburn bothered Bowie, made him burn some clock. Now Bowie up top, minute 40 to play. Barnheiser left of the circle. He'll throw it to Nicholson, top of the circle. Hands off to Bowie, right of the lane, runs up, blocked by Crowell. Loose ball picked up, Langborg. Now Barnheiser left side. Good close out from Tyler Wall. 5 to shoot. Barnheiser off the left wing. Knocked away, Wall. It's loose. Berry for 3, and it's short. Rebound fought for. Out of bounds. It belongs to Wisconsin. With 1:19 to play, Badgers up by 4. They will review it. At this stage, you can review it, and they will.
I think you have to here. There's a lot of action right there. Oh, that's definitely Wisconsin's ball. Yeah, Tyler, Barnhauser tapped it out from the backside when Tyler had it.
He and Wall were both there. So, some nervous moments.
This is what you live for,
though.
Yeah. Holy moly.
It's beautiful.
One of the great things, this is what makes Coach Collins so great. I was watching him after that play. He went right away into coach mode and just said, Barnhauser, like, you're open.
Yep.
Take shot.
It. Yep.
Yeah.
You sure? This is pretty close. I don't know if maybe, Barnhauser hit it at first, but did Tyler get it? And this is going to be a tough review here.
Smack down. He misses it with the other hand. That is definitely Wisconsin ball.
You are correct, sir. It will be in
the
back.
Old eyes
still
got it.
There you go. You got it, man. Not even the Badger goggles. That's just looking at it 50-50. That's good. 119 remaining, 67-63, Wisconsin. We'll see how Collins wants to play this defensively here.
It's
Tyler Wall inbounding, and they get it in to Steven Crowell. Flips it back to Wall. Northwestern will pick up Wall with Barnhauser at the midstripe. 113 to play. Wall on the dribble, left hand hip high. Tyler, right of the center circle, throws to Hepburn. Closing time, and Chucky has the ball in his hands. Hepburn floating to the right side. 1 minute to play. Shot clock at 10. Here's Hepburn. Right of the lane. Fades. Flips. Off the rim and out. Back tap. Crowell out to Klesman. Between the circles. 50 seconds to play. 15 on the shot clock. 4-point lead, Wisconsin. Max Klesman will pound the dribble. 10 on the shot clock. Klesman against Martinelli. Shot clock at 7. Shot clock down to 5. Max to the line. Left elbow. Pivots. Fades. Flips. Back rim. No. Rebound tapped off the Hepburn. And he's being chased. It's fouled by Barnhauser. With 29.6 to play as the Badgers at crunch time hit the offensive glass.
Wow. The effort time after time after time. Great job by Wisconsin. Really wanting this win. Unbelievable effort. Woo.
Four fouls on Barnhauser as Chucky Hepburn goes to the free throw line. 2 points today for Chucky. First free throw is good.
If you're not juiced right now, I don't know if you're alive.
Woo. My goodness. What a game. And a really good crowd, I might add, here at the Kohl Center. First free throw good for Hepburn. Badgers up 5. Second free throw is good. 69-63 Wisconsin. 29.6 to play. Here's Bowie. Quickly to the front court. Inside feed. It sails over Nicholson and out of bounds to Wisconsin. With 25.1 to play.
Really smart on the double ball effort right there to make him throw a pass he's probably not used to making. And you could tell Nicholson wasn't ready.
Nicholson out. Martinelli is in. Northwestern will apply full court pressure. One more sub. Justin Mullins, a 6'6 sophomore, will come in for Barnhauser, who has 4 fouls. Tyler Wall inbounds to A.J. Store. Crowded by Berry. The double for Mullins and a foul is called. Store to the other end for 2 shots as the Badgers are in the double bonus, up by 6 with 21.8 seconds to play.
Well, they knew exactly who they wanted that ball to go to with an 83% free throw shooter. Good job by Wisconsin. That's always tough when there's a lot of this pressure and you're trying to get the ball in. You want to get it to those key players, but it's not always executed. Wisconsin did a really good job making it happen.
Justin Mullins with that foul, his first, is stored to the free throw line. 12 points. He is 3 of 4 at the line. 21.8 seconds to play. First free throw is good, and it's 70-63 Wisconsin. So once again, the Badgers reach 70. More importantly, they are getting closer and closer to going 5-0 in the Big Ten, which would be the program's best start to a conference season since 2008. Second free throw for Store. That bounces in. And now Blackwell will come in for Crowell. 21.8 seconds remaining. 71-63 Wisconsin. Barnheiser inbounds to Bowie. Racing up the right side of the front court. A pull-up three from Bowie is off the rim. No good. Blackwell the rebound with 13 seconds left. The Badgers can dribble out the clock. They will improve to 5-0 in the Big Ten. They have won six in a row. And the story continues for Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers. It's over at the Kohl Center.
Wow.
More great work at crunch time for this team. My goodness.
It really is. One of those kind of fun stats that, I don't know, for all the stat nerds, they're 10-0 when they were shooting over 42%. They shot almost 50% today. The other key stat is Northwestern has won every single game when they hold somebody under 65. And then today, Wisconsin did a really good job handling the pressure, handling the punches. That's what's so impressive is that Northwestern never gave up and came out constantly punching on that defensive end.
That's the thing about this Badgers team. That is a long way to go. I get it. But, man, they absorb those punches, and then they come back and deliver a few of their own. They've done it really, you know, obviously a couple of exceptions there with some of the